are we really a catalyst for some of what we're seeing in Iran today?
You know, I really don't think so. Maybe indirectly, you know, the Obama victory here had some effect. But I think what we're seeing played out in Iran is really the result of what has been going on in that country. You know, they had their first democratic revolution, their first constitutional revolution in 1905. And this is a country that has been working its way toward democracy for a very, very long time. You know, what happened is that there was an election. People think that the results were rigged. And all the pent-up frustrations that have been building there for many years have just bubbled up and boiled over.
Well, if they are rigged, what does that do to the Obama administration's stance that they've taken? I mean, the president of France minced no words. He said it was a fraudulent election, a disgrace. President Obama was much more couched in what he described as the situation over there. So is it possible morally to go forward now with the regime if, in fact, they are elected fraudulently?
You know, I think President Obama is being rather clever about this. If you look at this documentary or if you read the book that I wrote about the U.S. on Iran, it's called Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies, you'll know that over the decades, Iran has used the criticism of foreigners and the actions of foreigners in a way as a scapegoat for its own actions. The United States in 1953 had a coup, helped a coup in Iran against an elected prime minister, put the Shah back on the throne. Then in 1979, he was overthrown, and there was a great deal of anti-Americanism that surrounded that. And so what Obama realizes is that there is something happening in Iran by itself, and that the United States really should stand by and watch. He has talked about the need to respect the will of the people. The State Department has urged Twitter to change its maintenance schedule so that Iranians can get information out. But to come down and say, you know, we think that so-and-so won or so-and-so lost, I think would not be a good idea right now.
Yeah, we're talking this morning to Barbara Slavin. She's a spokesperson for the National Geographic Channel and their special Iran.
Let me correct you. I'm not a spokesperson for the National Geographic Channel. The reason that I'm talking to you about the documentary is that they used my book, Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies, as a source to decide on who to interview for this documentary. And many of the people who are interviewed in it are people that I quoted in my book or referred to in my book. But I am not a spokesperson for them. I am assistant managing editor of the Washington Times.
Okay.
And you're talking head on the show.
All right. So let me go back and reset. Barbara Slavin, she has written a book, and parts of it were used in a special that will air on National Geographic. Do you know when that's coming up?
I believe it's on Monday, and it's an extraordinary documentary. I mean, it some of the footage in it I don't think has been seen in the West ever before. I mean, going back to the 79 revolution, it goes through the hostage crisis, what Jimmy Carter went through, and all of the history really going up until about the fall of 2007. So it is quite interesting.
And so based on your observations, your long history of covering this, where do you think that the U.S. is headed with Iran? Do you think that we will end up, you know, I guess it will matter, will be a difference in who becomes president of the country after all. But, you know, what do you think our efforts in trying to get them to, you know, to talk to us and to enter in diplomatic relations with us will result in?
Well, I think in the short term, it's going to be a little bit murky. But I think in the longer term, the United States and Iran will restore a relationship. They were very, very good allies up until the 1979 revolution. And there are a lot of common interests in terms of Iraq, Afghanistan, other issues in the area, oil, gas, and so on. And Iran is actually, in terms of its people, a rather moderate country. It is not a religious fundamentalist country. I think that's one of the mistakes that people often have about it. Just because it's called an Islamic Republic doesn't mean that most people in that country are religious fanatics. It's absolutely the contrary. So I think there is a good possibility of a strong relationship, but we have to allow the Iranians the space to work out their political problems. And I think what we're seeing is the most incredible exercise of people power since the 79 revolution.